Welcome to the Salesforce Developer Podcast. My name is René Winkelmeyer, and in this podcast, I'm hosting Salesforce Developer Advocates who are going to share insightful stories, new tips, techniques, and everything actually you have to know these days as a Salesforce developer. My guest today is someone who I wanted to have on the podcast for some time. It's no one less than Alex Martinez, right from Canada.
Hello. How is everyone doing?
Hi, Alex. I'm really happy to have you on the podcast finally, and as have you here before. Now, you want to talk about your really most favorite topic, and I've seen this really over the last month develop, which is ACB, Anypoint Code Builder. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so there was just a release done on ACB on this June 4th, 2024. And I think that's one of the biggest releases that we have had in the past. And it's very exciting for me to see how it keeps developing more and more each time. And this one was very special to me because it included some improvements to Dataweave and to MUnit, which I was also really looking forward to. So yeah, I'm very excited to talk about that.
So for those listeners who don't know what ACB is or Anypoint Code Builder, and I had to be educated some time ago, it's basically the new IDE based on Visual Studio Code, VS Code. And it's replacing, I think it's called Anypoint Desktop? No, correct. Studio. Yes, I was a long time ago. The Eclipse-based IDE, basically. And now I'm moving really to a modern IDE, which has also rich support for the things. Now, for those who may not know, a version 1 that was released last year was not as feature-rich and not really comparable with Studio. And the things that Alex just mentioned now really bring ACB on the level of Studio, at least nearly. Am I right?
That's correct. There are still some features missing, but it's pretty close now, at least with all of the work that I've been doing. I haven't had to go back to Studio in a while, so I'm very excited about that.
Great. So you mentioned a couple of things, or a couple of new features that were just released. MUnit, right? Unit testing. So what is good about this in ACB?
So you still don't have the possibility to create the MUnits from ACB, but what was just introduced this month is the ability to actually run all of those tests. And what I think is great is that they are using some native function that comes in Visual Studio Code, which is the testing tab. So all of your tests, if you happen to have more tests that, I don't know, for example, in JUnit or any other language, all of the tests are always located under the testing tab. So that is pretty great, especially for users that have been using Visual Studio Code before, because it just continues the same standard of using the testing tab to check your unit testing.
And I think that's really one of the big benefits that we are seeing with ACB is now is not this specialized version of Eclipse, basically, that you have to run. You now have a standard IDE and the Muser functionality, the functionality for MuserSoft developers, just plugs into that, which I think is pretty exciting, right? On the Salesforce side, we have the same thing, basically, where you work with your Visual Studio Code IDE, and then you plug in your Salesforce tools, and you can develop on Salesforce, or you develop the next on Heroku, or develop a Mule, and you just don't have to leave your happy place for us developers, which is the IDE.
That is correct, yeah.
So besides MUnit tests, I saw something that really caught my interest. I frankly didn't really dig into it yet. I didn't have time. It was Dataweave Expression Builder. What does it mean?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Dataweave is the functional language that we use in MuleSoft. So MuleSoft is mostly low code. You don't have to code a lot. You can just use drag and drop for your flows. But when you do have to do transformations of the data, then you have to use Dataweave, which is the language that we are using here. And the fun thing is that on the first release of Anypoint Code Builder, there was absolutely nothing related to Dataweave. So you basically had to code everything on your own inside the XML or in an external file. But now with the Data Weave Expression Builder, you have more of a UI. It is not the complete UI because you cannot do complex transformations like going from JSON to XML or that you have to transform more fields. But it is pretty standard to do, for example, a logger where you want to output certain things or you want to concatenate some values. So that is pretty rich, especially for people that are new to Data Weave, because you can also, from the Data Weave Expression Builder, you are able to search for functions in Data Weave. So you don't have to go to the docs. You can just search from there using keywords. You don't have to search like the exact name of the function. You can just search for concatenation and you will see all of the different functions that can help you to concatenate different data. So that was super exciting, as I said, especially for beginners that are not very familiar with Data Weave, because they have to start from scratch learning all of these functions and how to use Data Weave.
Do we already know if that will come as an additional feature, that you will be able to create more complex functions, for example, as you said, file type transformations?
Yes, that will be coming eventually. So in MuleSoft, there is one component that is called the transform message. So when you want to work on big transformations, you usually use the transform message component. And right now in this version of ACV, you cannot edit that component just yet. What you have in Studio, for example, when you use the transform message component, is that you have a drag and drop interface where you have the input data on the left and the output data on the right. And you can simply connect whatever data you have from the left to the right, so you can transform the data using the UI. So because that is a more complex functionality, this is not yet available on ACV, but the Data Weave Expression Builder is a new thing that you cannot do in Studio, which I think enhances a lot of the user experience. But yeah, this is just available in other components like the logger, set payloads, set variable, or some more components that have a function to add your Data Weave language.
Okay, got it. And as you know, as we said already a couple of times, ACB is really now working to keep up, or the ACB team actually, not ACB itself, is keeping up now to come to the level of Studio and to also add additional functionality that does not or did not exist before in Studio, right? I mean, Studio still exists and still gets their releases, but we see the different investment is also just on the ACB side.
Yes, that is correct. Like MUnit, for example, there are a lot of talks about changing the UI completely from what you had in Studio to what you will have in ACB. And they are investing on the user experience people, the user interface people, to recreate a new design that is more suitable for beginners and for experts, like what they did with the testing tab. So It seems like they are heading into that direction of not just making everything from Studio available in ACB, but also improving drastically the user experience.
Which I think is a great call out that we as developers, we are also users, largely of IDEs, right? I think that's a very good call out when we talk about user experience for developers and really to enrich that. And I think that's a really key point that now ACB or the underlying foundation, Visual Studio Code, actually permits to do, right? And it's easier than building also on Eclipse. I'm going to out myself as an ex-Eclipse plugin developer. There was a way, you know, many, many, many decades ago, I would say. And I think ACB or Visual Studio Code, again, is a really, really good platform that you can extend very well without being too deep in a certain type of technology. So one thing that also caught my attention when I looked at the most recent release notes was that you also can use, and that's a thing that people may not know, or not familiar with how to develop on Mule, is because it's Java-based, right? You also may have to figure on how to work with multiple Java or MuleSoft runtimes. And this is also a new feature that was just introduced with ACB.
So there was also a new release on MuleSoft in its runtime. So not only to ACB related, but also to the general runtime of MuleSoft, is that you can now choose between using Java 8, 11, or 17. Also from CloudCop, you can select Java 11 or Java 17. And this comes with the Mule runtime version 4.7 onwards. So this was integrated into ACB with a new UI where it is able to let you select which runtime you want to run in ACB, which was not possible before this release. You only had one runtime, or you would only be able to run the runtime 4.4, but you wouldn't be able to run the 4.5 or 4.6. But now with this new release, you are now able to choose between any of these runtimes that you want to use. And not only that, also the Java version. So that was also very good to be added in ACB, because otherwise you could just send your Mule application to CloudHub, run it in the Mule runtime 4.6 and the Java version that you wanted, but from CloudHub. So there was no way to test your application from your local using ACB.
Great. Now, as we talk now about that, I think, again, that switching and being able to switch the runtimes sounds like a very, very, very good feature to me, frankly. You know, as an ex-Java developer, I know the pain that it was sometimes when you had to work with different Java versions. And I think, I guess, in the context, and you have to educate me if I'm totally wrong, maybe, but also in the context of Mule runtimes, which may be different if you run Cloud App or if you run Mule on-prem, for example, we need this ability really deeply. Now, is it something that was new fully for Mule developers, or was it also an existing feature within within Anypoint Studio?
That was actually a new feature altogether, because it was released in ACB in the June release. But also a new version of Studio was released where the users can now select what Java version they are using. So it is new on both sides.
That's great. And I think that's also, again, coming back to what we said before, also a signal that it's not stopping investment in Studio. It's really now there is an alternative to Studio, which gets to be on par, and new features where it makes sense will be deployed or will be made available to both IDEs. You know, as we know, enterprise software sometimes doesn't move fast. So just saying, hey, next week I'm going to switch my IDE may work for maybe an indie shop, but not for a big company with hundreds of developers who work on Mule.
Yeah, that is correct.
One thing that we didn't touch on is ACB comes in two flavors, right? Which one are you using?
What do you mean by two flavors?
Well, there's a flavor that runs on your machine and there's a flavor that runs in the cloud. So are you using the web-based IDE or are you one of those types of developers who love to have their IDE locally on their machine?
Yeah, I have to have it locally because your free trial account expires every 30 days. So it would be kind of annoying to keep configuring my ID every 30 days when I need a new trial account. So yeah, I have it on my desktop.
Okay. Means also for me, I think I have to take care of getting you a full paid account that you don't have to reconfigure that. I'm mostly in the same boat. I'm also, I need my IDE on my local machine person. I'm not sure if that's the best thing because I feel well-equipped machine, but sometimes it's just easier to spin up your own pre-configured, maybe just for a specific customer or project, pre-configured a cloud IDE, just spin it up, turn on, and you don't have to really care about that. I think that is also it's very appealing also to me. Now, what's next? I mean, you know more about the upcoming features that are coming for ACB, and you know, as we record this episode, June 25th, and yesterday was a June 24 release, just with async API support. But when people are going to listen to this, what can they expect?
Yeah, so that is another feature that was released in both ACV and Studio, to be able to have your async API be scaffolded into their flows. So the same like procedure that we use with API specifications created in RAML or in API spec, where you create the specification and then you can scaffold all of the flows. So you don't have to start your Mule implementation from scratch. The API kit will do it for you. So in this case, the async API specifications are created in Design Center, for example, and then you can scaffold them in either ACV or Studio. And it has a bunch of improvements to the API kit, like it creates the global configurations for you, it creates the properties for you. So that goes exactly in line with our best practices that I always tell people to do, to keep all of their global configurations in one file and all of the properties separated by environment. So I am also very happy that they decided to make those as a standard in the API kit configuration. So those are also some updates that just happened on June 25th.
Cool. I think we can talk a lot about this, and I would say maybe in a couple of weeks we would have another topic. Definitely you created a lot of appetite for me to start re-digging into some new work. Frankly, I don't have that much time these days, but I'm really tempted. I think like Expression Builder, MUnit support, you know, new Maven settings that are available, API governance for REST APIs, like all the things that I know largely from Studio back many years ago. I really would like to touch base there. So I guess I'm going to watch some of your live streams soon to bring me up on speed.
Perfect.
Great. Alex, it was a pleasure to have you for the first time on my podcast. I'm very certain, and you already have the appointment in your calendar, I will have you a second time here. And I guess we're going to talk about ACB.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Really enjoy this.
Alex, talk to you soon. Thank you all. Bye-bye.